I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Always wanted to hear the real deal when it comes to fitness, health, nutrition, and physical well-being? This is Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha McKee. What's cracking? What's really good? They don't pull any punches. You'll only get the truth about how you get healthier mentally, physically, and emotionally. And now, here's Tasha McKee and Big Dave.
It's Big D in the building, in the place to be. All right, ready?
Be ready.
We are back, baby. It's Big Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by your girl, Tasha McKee.
I'm feeling great. It's so good to be back in the
Why are you covering the mic?
But you know what? I got my boy here with me right now.
Yeah, we're excited about that today. So we got a special guest in the building. Now, this is something we've been talking about for a while now. Before we started the podcast, we've been dying to talk about HRT and things like that. But I guess it seems like it's a big taboo in the fitness world, right?
Big time. Big time.
So we decided, you know what? When we do this conversation, we're going to make sure we bring in the experts, the people who can definitely answer all the questions, you know, that we have for you. And today we have Dr. B in the building from Revive.
What up? He is here.
Dr. B! How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. How are you feeling?
I'm pretty good. All right. So for a while, Dave and I have been talking about steroids, and I just don't understand like the whole thing behind why it's so like sneaky, quiet type thing. You know what I mean? Like we've had this conversation numerous times.
We have had this conversation numerous times. I think the biggest thing is that, you know, you hit the key word, steroids. And there's a big difference between someone running steroids and someone on HRT, TRT.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree, B?
Absolutely.
And, you know, the biggest thing is there's that stigma and taboo that goes along with that word steroid.
Right.
That comes just such a negative connotation with it.
Yeah.
And I think now that, you know, with all the HRT and TRT clinics that are popping up and with all the research that has gone on and that is currently going on, that stigma is starting to disassociate with the word steroid.
So why is there such a stigma on it, first of all? Like, where does this go back to? Let's start there.
I think it's labeled in the sense of, and B, please interact. I think the biggest thing is that everyone that associates the word steroid is going to be your big muscle-bound guy or girl with an egotistical attitude that has a chip on their shoulder.
Okay.
And all they do is eat, sleep, drink, and train.
It's the guys that walk like they have a tree in their ass.
Which I do walk like I have a tree in my ass.
You do not.
But
you
I can back it up because I have lats that are that big. But the biggest thing is that the word is so taboo with the public in such a negative way, like I said. And now with the HRT, TRT clinics like Revive, like Echelon, shout out to Chris Vannucci. These guys and this type of industry now is changed the game.
Right.
And I'll let B kind of interact with that. So,
well, you know, testosterone is an anabolic steroid. And the steroids that they used in Major League Baseball, the NFL, bodybuilding, all the stuff that we know from history are totally different. Testosterone, you know, if you define it, it's anabolic, which means builds muscle.
Okay.
And it's a steroid hormone. But it's not anabolic steroids like you're referring to.
Right. And so
people get confused with that. It is a hormone. It's already in your bloodstream. It's naturally occurring. And all we do is change the levels of something that's already there. Everything we use is bioidentical. And so really all we're doing is giving you something back that has gone down over time.
So what are some of the myths that come with, you know, steroid, HRT, and things like that?
I think the huge myths are that it is a steroid, and so you're going to roid rage, like it's going to change you and make you more aggressive.
Or from a female's perspective, I think the biggest thing is that they feel that as soon as they take a subsidiary or something that's a proponent mm-hmm. of a steroidal compound mm-hmm. like testosterone cypionate, which is going to be 99% of the common, you know, steroid used or testosterone used in the industry, that their female body parts are going to change, or their voice is going to change, or they're going to start growing facial hair. And those are the myths and the taboos that are associated with hormone health and hormone mm-hmm. therapy
yeah.
that are completely not legit in the case. And, of course, if anything is overdone,
right.
pain pills, you know, weed,
anything.
Any of that, you know, testosterone, you know, and I can be honest and attest to that, then, yeah, you're going to have side effects and you're going to run into problems.
Right.
But going to a clinic like Revive, where Dr. B is and practices out of, like myself, that I go and work with them hand in hand, you yourself, Tosh,
yeah.
you go there as well. They monitor everything,
everything
from the start to finish, and I'll kind of let B take the helm here. And why don't you explain to everyone how we kind of start the process for men and women
right.
and what we're looking for, and then how we go into dosing them and what the protocol yeah. would be for those people.
Well, what we're talking about today is really how it starts every time.
Right.
Is mm-hmm. people come in with questions
yeah.
and we reassure them that this is healthy. It's not, you're not doing something to yourself that's going to backfire on you.
Right.
It's not going to change you if we do it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And we do. So we start out by getting labs, see
okay.
where each individual is.
Mm-hmm.
We check, you know, all of the hormones, typically thyroid, estrogen and progesterone, and testosterone in women,
mm-hmm.
and testosterone and occasionally thyroid in men.
Mm-hmm.
We can do adrenal testing, but it's harder to do and harder to treat. And so we start out with like the low-lying fruit.
Okay.
Get those hormones where they need to be. And 90% of the time, especially in men, you're hitting on all cylinders.
Right, right. And I'll go even one step further than B was saying, is that most times when the guys come in, a lot of times they've either done something in the past and don't want to disclose that.
Why?
So therefore, well, because they're embarrassed, or they didn't do things right, or they
okay.
did stuff that was, you know, really sketchy or whatever
mm-hmm.
the case. They did pro-hormones like B was talking about earlier in the conversation.
Or they think they're legal.
Right, right, right,
okay.
right. And then they're kind of just really, you know, kind of, again, really act shady about it,
yeah.
which that's not the case anymore.
You
so let's
be
just
up front.
Get that. Let's just
yeah.
get that out in the air right now. Your HRT, TRT clinics that are available to you right now, again, Revive, Echelon, other places that are around. As long as it's a legitimate testosterone HRT clinic,
mm-hmm.
then it is not illegal, and
right.
it's not nothing against to do. You're prescribed the drug that you're doing, and it's all done for a purposely good way and
yeah.
good reason.
Right.
Now, most of the guys that go in, and I'm not going to say a percentage because I don't know, but I can honestly attest to this because of some of the people I deal with, they're scared to go in because they've either screwed up before
mm-hmm.
and they've either started treatment before and then they just didn't go fulfill through with it,
mm-hmm.
or they did something in the past that really messed up their hormones that are almost really, really difficult to reverse the effect.
Can you fix something like that?
Yes and no. And, you know, and B and I work hand in hand together
mm.
with a lot of people to fix a lot of problems
yeah.
that are sometimes unfixable.
Wow.
You know, like they've run things in the past that have screwed up their estradiol, which is the female hormone, which then men will end up having a huge abundance of, which can screw men up considerably, or women will have a very, very low estrogen,
mm-hmm.
which in turn can mess you guys up
right.
in the production of how you guys basically can burn body fat and
mm-hmm.
basically metabolize food and calories,
oh.
which affects T3 and thyroid. So
wow.
it really is something that everyone in the fitness industry or even just general health should look into, because, and B can take over here again, it's just not that stigma anymore.
Right.
Your guys that are 50 and 60 years old, which we see a lot of those type of
right.
people.
Absolutely.
That
so
tremendously helps them.
Yeah.
And you can kind of go from there.
Well, I've been practicing medicine for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I started out doing just primary care internal medicine.
Yeah.
Nobody got better. All we did was hand out Prozac, blood pressure medicine,
mm-hmm.
Cholesterol medicine.
And Z-Packs.
Right. And
you're going to Z-Pack. You're going to Z-Pack.
Everyone gets a Z-Pack.
That's like Oprah.
And so people stayed unhealthy and just relied on a medicine. medication okay. to change their lives.
Right.
Here, we start with nutrition, exercise, mm-hmm. the fitness industry.
Right. To actually
get
you better.
And then we optimize the hormones for health.
Right.
There's nothing unhealthy mm-hmm. about this.
Yeah.
The whole thing that it's going to cause prostate cancer in men, study out of Harvard, does not cause prostate cancer.
Wow.
It can increase the size of the prostate, but right. there are things we can do to monitor that also. Mm-hmm.
And those are going to be done in the blood work that most right. guys usually don't have.
Uh-huh.
And then they're shooting darts in the dark because
that's
they're
so
guessing.
Dangerous.
And, you know, back in the day, and yeah. again, I will be the first to admit this, that's what we had to do.
Right.
Because we didn't have the resources that we
so
have.
So I can see why
now,
it's so taboo.
So,
yeah.
you know, when I started and I got taken under a lot of guys' wings that were running a lot of things back in the day, you know, and people think that, oh, it's just working out hard and this and that. No, it's not. There are things that we utilize to get to where we're at.
Right.
Maybe some people don't, some people do.
Yeah.
It's to each their own.
Right.
I will be honest and say I ran a lot of stuff back in the day
yeah.
that probably didn't do a lot of good for my health.
Right.
And if I had the resources
that
now,
you have now yeah.
that I could use then,
you'd be
then
great.
I would be a completely different ballgame
yeah.
because now you can go in and see someone like myself or Dr. B and the crew over there, and you can actually sit down and say, okay, these are my symptoms. This is what I did in the past. This is what I'm doing now.
So important to
I
be honest.
I need some help.
Yeah.
And everyone's very open.
Yeah.
And Dr. B deals with everyone from hormone shutdown to overloaded. Your test is way too high, which can cause a lot of problems as well for men and women, especially women.
Yeah. yeah.
Especially women. And you probably see that quite a bit.
We do. And, you know, I mean, it's not something that we would do. Right? I mean, we use low doses, go slow, get mm-hmm. them up into a safe range
mm-hmm.
that's very closely monitored
mm-hmm.
and monitor their symptoms
right.
going forward.
Right.
And so we don't see the body part changes and the Adam's apple
right.
and hair
which
on your face.
Which you would sometimes normally see if not monitored and
by a doctor, a professional.
Done with blood work and all the tools that we have mm-hmm. at our disposal. So, you know, the biggest thing is, I think, is just, you know, we got to try and get rid of the taboo. And a lot of people don't like talking about this subject because they're labeled. But again, we got to get rid of that now.
Oh,
and
yeah.
that's why
it's
we
2020.
Have Dr. B here because, again, we wanted to bring someone that we care for and we love and
right.
we trust your judgment
mm-hmm.
and your word. And, you know, he's not one of these closed-minded doctors like some of these physicians are. And they'll just give you a patch or a gel
Until
and basically
you go.
Say, hey, you know,
Bye.
We're going to start with this.
Right.
And we all know that basically a supplement in GNC could probably do just as good, if not better, but cost
yeah.
you almost three times the amount. That's another
mm-hmm.
thing that people got to take into consideration with
yeah.
something like this. And you definitely can attest to this, is that when you start this, it's very inexpensive to start.
Mm-hmm.
The rates that this stuff starts at is less than $200 to do this.
That's dinner.
You know, when you, exactly. That's one dinner for most people.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But that one dinner is
can help
one
you.
Day.
Yeah.
That one dinner cost is almost your life and
yeah.
daily how you feel.
Yeah.
Right.
And I mean, just a simple blood work could tell Dr. B and the patient everything they need to know.
Right.
But they're so scared to go do it. So it's kind of like this is purposely done so people can understand. Don't be nervous. Don't be hesitant. Don't be scared. You have people like B and Revive and like Chris over at Echelon and Highlands Ranch that have been doing this for so long, and myself that work hand in hand with these guys, that we are there to make sure that you feel good in a safe, controlled manner and at a very good, effective cost that you can still maintain it
mm-hmm.
if something were to happen. Now, I think the next topic that we should definitely dive into real quick, if we can, is what happens if you decide to stop? Because some people don't want to stay on testosterone therapy
mm-hmm.
all their lives. So,
okay.
right.
B, I'll let you kind of take that over.
Well, in women, you just stop. I mean, the being on testosterone doesn't necessarily shut a woman's hormone production
yeah,
down.
That was me. I just stopped.
And then in men, it can. Like
yeah.
back in the day that you were talking about, if you did high doses and didn't do anything to kind of get your body back producing
right.
again,
right.
when you stopped, you were shut down.
And you notice, and not Woo. To interrupt you, but real quick, we deal with a lot of those type of people that have got to that point where
mm-hmm.
their levels are so low that they should be, you know, 700-900 at the age of 22, 23.
Uh-huh.
And we're seeing guys come in at 80-100.
Oh,
right.
wow.
And because of what they've done in the past and not doing what they should have done the right way at that time. So we can help fix that.
Right.
And it would be, and it's a game changer, guys. Like, I can't tell you enough. Listen to someone that has done what you've done, learn by trial and error.
And showing you the right way.
And really, now we have these things at our disposal in a productive, safe way, in an affordable way, mm-hmm. that you don't have to sit there and hide anymore.
Yeah.
You know,
or hurt yourself.
And again, like you said, you know, if you don't do it the right way, then yes, things can go haywire.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing that people need to realize is this isn't like a rogue branch of medicine.
Right, right.
There are conferences, there are, you know, Anti-Aging Academy of America, Integrative Health, and you can do a fellowship in this. Mm-hmm. And there is evidence-based data that shows that it's safe and it's healthy and people do well. Right. I mean, 15 years ago, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. And so I would tell somebody, oh, no, you need to be careful with that. And,
yeah.
You know, all of those things have been addressed. And if you look at the data, there, it's almost all upside if you do it correctly.
Right, right.
So if you're on it and you use our regimen, when you stop, you go back, as a male, you go back to where you were when
right.
you started.
And you're still going to see the positive aspects of what it does,
okay.
even though you may stop, because there's other things that we can utilize that we can suggest to you to use to keep your levels elevated, maybe not as elevated,
okay.
but to keep you kind of a baseline. And then you can still do certain things that we offer at the clinic or with our consultations that we can
right.
do for you, because some people may not want to stay on that type of protocol or regimen.
So,
and I think a lot yeah. of the women are scared of that too. It's like, well, if I go on this and, you know, and it's always usually a friend or a
somebody
partner,
doesn't
someone
know.
Referred and like, oh my God, I went to the clinic and I feel amazing. Someone
right.
told me about this. And we want to make sure that we educate everyone out there that even though you may be scared, just ask questions.
Right.
You know, go to
the little right people.
Go to some of these other places,
mm-hmm.
because we're not against that. We just want the person and the patient that goes in to feel comfortable and confident about what they're doing and leave with the knowledge base that they mm-hmm. didn't have before they went in.
So when it comes to a man or a woman, how do you know that this is something that they need? I know you said you do blood work, but what are some of the signs? Like, if somebody's listening right now and they've been thinking about, hey, you know what, I think I want to do this, what are some of the things that they could be looking for to say, you know what, this might be what I need?
Well, the thing that we see more than anything else is lack of energy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's how
is
I came
the
to you.
Primary complaint.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Can't cut fat.
You see people dieting and stuff like that when
right.
they're trying to work out.
Yeah. They're either working
right.
out with
right.
a trainer
right.
like yourself and not seeing any results.
Like
wow.
Tired, not motivated,
mm.
just want to sit in front of the TV,
do
you know,
nothing.
Those kinds of things. And they used to be more active and energetic. In men, decreased libido, women as well.
Mm-hmm.
So those are issues. But the main thing that brings people in is mood, energy.
Yeah, well,
you know, that
I remember
kind of
that.
Thing.
That was me. I remember I told
like
you
crap,
about it.
Really,
and
right.
I was like, Dave, I'm waking up. I feel like shit in the morning.
Right.
Like, go to Dr. B, go see Dr. B. Now, what do you say to the people that say, you know what? I'm going to go to my doctor, but my doctor said I don't need that. It's two different things when it comes to Revive and the doctor, correct?
Correct. I mean, they don't even check the hormones.
Mm-hmm.
If you go in with
just
those
like
complaints,
teeth. It
yeah,
really is.
They might check for anemia. They might
right.
check your thyroid.
The first thing.
Right. And they'll check chemistries and make sure that your potassium, everything's where it should be.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't check testosterone, especially in women.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to ask them to check it in men. And what I see more than anything else, unfortunately, is if you go in with those complaints, I don't want to do anything, I'm tired, I don't feel like being with my wife, and I just sit in front of the TV,
right.
they want to give you Prozac.
Yeah,
right?
Depression.
It's some
like,
sort of antidepressant.
Like, that's not it. That's
right.
Not right.
Exactly.
This
right.
is passing out medication.
Right.
When you go to Revive, you can get fixed and get your balance, get your hormones and everything balanced. It
and
makes
it
sense.
And it doesn't take long.
No, it
like
doesn't.
4 to 6 weeks, you start feeling better. And it's not that you turn into, you know, a bodybuilder and that kind of thing. What it is your mood improves, your energy improves, your focus. That's
right.
the big thing.
Right.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
you just feel like yourself again when you were young and energetic.
Yeah.
All the
and
factors,
that's the truth. That's
yeah,
true.
All the factors that you're trying to make your body do
yeah.
that you can't, it seems to fix.
It does.
And a lot of people are like, well, it's kind of like a snake oil in a way or something like that. It's completely different. It's not like a pro-hormone that have not been proven that we know shuts the normal system down for men and women.
Wow. Exactly.
Very, very difficult. Like your androstens and M1s and all these pro-hormones from back in the day, which have been banned now. But still people can get some of those. And they'll rely on some of that. Now, they'll work great during the process of taking them.
Right.
But then they don't understand what happens after the effect, like Dee had touched on before.
Right.
That it's almost worse, the after effect, than the actual product during the time you're looking for that advancement.
Oh, and it's not even worth it.
No, it's really not, because the detrimental effect that it puts on the system,
right,
shutting you down from an estradiol standpoint, a testosterone standpoint, it really plays havoc in trying to build that back up. It's very difficult to do. Yeah.
Why would you want to do something like that when you can go to a clinic and be monitored the proper way?
I think the biggest,
I don't get it.
Honestly, I think the biggest thing, and B, you jump in, of course, is I think cost is one of the biggest things people really attributed to. They're like, I can't afford to do that monthly.
Yeah, you can.
But they don't know that.
You can.
And then sometimes, a lot of times, like a spouse or girlfriend, boyfriend will be very opposed to that. They're like, well, I know so-and-so that does testosterone, and man, I've heard the stories of what happens to them.
That drives me crazy.
And that's the problem, is that, again, there's that negative connotative, you know, association with, it's just so negative. It's like, look, to each their own. If you're an aggressive individual and you're a pain in the ass and a Looney Tune as it is, then you're still going to be a Looney Tune and an asshole.
Even after.
Whether you're on testosterone or not.
Usually you're more irritable when you feel like crap.
Right.
So
and you get on the testosterone and you're better.
I know when
that's a fact.
When I'm not, and I have no problem being open on this.
Yeah.
Because I'm very, very,
very... Well, that's what the podcast is about.
Very... I take a lot of personal interest in this topic because I'm tired of our industry being looked down upon.
Yeah.
And just in general, our industry with the testosterone, HRT, TRT, industry looked down upon because they think that, well, all you're doing is sticking a needle in your body, and then basically once you get off, then it's going to be a nightmare. No, it's not that. There are so many different realms of it, and it's just B hit the nail on the head. You feel like crap before, and you act like an asshole before, you're still going to be that way, whether you're on testosterone or not.
That's not going to change, brother.
So, and let me also interject with this, and all my boys out there can attest to this, and wives and girlfriends can attest to this, and I'm sure you can too. The dosing is the key.
Absolutely.
If you moderate and you're monitored, and you do this the way we tell you to do it, and the way we suggest to do it, predicated on each individualized blood work and each individualized test we ask for, you're going to do great.
Yeah, you are.
Perfect.
Yeah,
and I'm just saying that. But if you lie to us and you're doing something on the side, because that usually will cause a hormone disaster.
That's horrible.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. Then what happens is, we have to try and figure out what you're doing because you're not being honest, and you run into this all the time as well as I do. And then we got to try and fix it. And that's when the problems start to occur with the attitude and the negative aspect of it. It's not the clinic aspect.
No.
It's what they're doing outside the clinic and not telling us. So then we got to sit there and say, okay, are you going to be honest with us now? Because the blood work doesn't lie.
I was just going to say that.
And I love when they try. And how many times have we tell like that?
And you're looking at the paperwork like, bro.
We're like, okay, bro, like, or ma'am, we had blood work drawn last week, and your levels were this, but now they're this. We know damn well from what we're prescribing to you, this wouldn't cause that.
No.
Right. So do you want to be honest or you want to keep lying? Because I have the facts right here.
You got to be 100% with yourself, man.
If it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, you know the thing, okay?
Right.
And, you know, you run into that all the time. I run into that all the time. You hear that all the time. Mm-hmm. So the biggest thing is, everyone out there, if this is something you're interested in, something you've thought about, do it for you.
Don't worry
about what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
Focus on just you and experience it yourself. Come see us at Revive, Greenwood Village.
For real.
In Colorado. Go see Chris over at Echelon, Highlands Ranch. Say you heard us. You know, we're going to do everything we can. The people at Revive are family to me. These people do everything in their power to make sure you leave feeling exceptionally good.
And they do.
And even though you may not go in for testosterone and maybe you're not a candidate, because there are certain times, B, take it from here, that you're not a candidate. You don't need it.
Right. Sometimes it's something other than the hormones, and we look into that too.
Right.
I mean, we do like integrative health, naturopathic approaches, and that kind
peptides.
Of thing. Peptides can work
peptides?
On a lot of different things. They're amino acids and mm-hmm. proteins that are safe. They're natural.
They work well with
they're
the natural
not
hormone
drugs,
cascade
right.
in the body.
Okay.
But they have specific effects on your hormones.
Depending on what you're trying to do.
Right.
So fat loss, muscle gain, red blood cell count increase, inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to roll out here a program here pretty soon that B and I are working on together that we're going to have a menu
mm-hmm.
of cocktails of certain
oh, wow.
things that people can do,
yeah.
like yourself,
yeah.
losing body fat.
I need that.
Energy.
Yeah.
Inflammation decrease.
That's me. Back surgery.
And these
yeah.
are all things that B and I are
right.
putting together. Right. Back surgery, like you guys have been listening to. But these are all things B and I are working together hand in hand to come up with formulations that people can take in
yeah.
a safe manner, control.
Yeah.
That we can say, okay, person number A, you're looking to lose body fat and increase stamina. Well, here's your cocktail for that.
Specifically for you.
Right. Someone like myself that's going in for a lot of muscle gain, body fat loss, appetite increase. Here's my cocktail for this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all predicated on your blood work.
I love that.
And there's no guessing anymore.
Right.
And that's where B comes into play with his background and his knowledge base and being able to formulate these things with myself and other people that are there that we can put these things together that are going to be specific for the individual.
Yeah.
Not just a generalization.
For anybody.
Okay, you want to lose body fat, then
yeah,
take this.
Yeah, because everybody's
that,
different. Right.
Right.
Well, some people may not be able to do that for thyroid issues
mm-hmm.
or negative medical issues that they may be dealing with. They can't metabolize things certain
right.
way. Some people may not be able to take an inject for some reason like we've run into before.
Right.
So there's obviously variables that we can deal with, but we can't do that if you're not there.
Yeah.
And inquire about it. Right. So that's the biggest
and it's
thing.
It's okay to ask about
right.
it.
It's
like,
not,
I remember
don't
coming
be scared.
To the gym and I was like, Dave, this is what I'm feeling. I went to the doctor and it's funny because Dr. B said this. The first thing he wanted to do was like, we'll put you on a low dose of depression, but I'm not depressed.
And he said that same thing.
I just
he said
feel
right
like shit.
Yeah.
And the thing for me is like, I can see now I can understand because before starting this conversation today with Dr. B and Big Dave, I'm just like, I don't understand. But now I do understand. People were doing things back in the days that was not monitored properly. Now you have a beautiful center like Dr. B's, Revive, where you can go and get taken care of.
Right.
When I went there, we did blood work. Within weeks, I felt like my kids couldn't even keep up with me.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean? And I
felt
I got to
disagree with what you say. You said almost 4 weeks you feel within a month.
No, I
honestly,
felt it
less. Honestly, there's some
less.
People that feel within 3-4 days.
Oh, I felt yeah. it.
You
I felt
this.
It within a week.
No,
yeah.
it's just
and I was
average.
Just like, wow.
Right.
3 to 5.
Yeah,
and
right.
it helps.
Starts kicking in and
right.
stuff like that.
But see, that was never my concern, like, with the things that other people are worried about, thinning hair and all that stuff. Like, the fact that I felt alive again, and it wasn't like I had an injection that made me feel like, oh, my God, I'm drinking coffee. It's just so normal and natural. Like, you just realize one day, wow, I feel great. Like, I have energy to go do this.
And not
I have
only
this.
That, but let's talk about that for just a quick second and be while we have you here. You know, a lot of your taboos and your things that people think in their brain, and I'm just thinking for what the public thinks, not myself,
right.
but what the public thinks.
Right.
And females and males.
Let's talk about
I'm gonna
it.
Walk around with a boner all day and I'm gonna be
knocking down
trying to dry hump the wall and your girl or your guy is like, yo man, you gotta get away from me. Like
if it did that, we'd be
right.
in business.
Exactly. We'd be doing something. We'd be sitting on the beach
exactly.
somewhere. We'd be doing this show remote, Victor Milo. Yo man, where they ride their Peloton bikes to? They're sitting in Jamaica doing this damn podcast.
Ridiculous.
But
no,
seriously, like people think, if you take testosterone, you're gonna have a hard on all day, and you're gonna walk around with this attitude and this chip on your shoulder, and you're gonna go into the gym and lift thousands of pounds, and and it's not that at all. Females are gonna grow hair on their face, and
not
certain body
all.
Parts are gonna start to elongate and grow, and your voice is gonna sound like mine, and which is kind of sexy in a way, but I keep hoping M's is gonna be a little deeper soon.
Leave
but,
her alone.
But you see what I'm saying, and that's not the case. So
right.
kind of elaborate on that a little bit.
Well, I mean, the way that I tell patients, and men and women, is when you were in your 20s,
mm-hmm.
your testosterone was in the upper range of normal.
Right.
Your hair wasn't falling out.
Right.
Your prostate wasn't growing. You weren't getting cancer. You weren't getting heart disease. I mean,
mm-hmm.
so basically all we're doing is taking something that already has always been in your body and putting it in the higher range
more.
Of normal.
Right.
It goes down naturally with age, and we're counteracting that. there are a lot of external environmental factors and toxins and other things and hormones in the food supply. All of these things are working against us.
Right.
And so I think we see it going down
but
faster.
So many people are so quick to be like, oh, well, you're on testosterone. So right. that must be why you're breaking out miserably. And it's right. like, look, if you're prone to breaking out, sure, testosterone is going to make you break out a little bit more mm-hmm. because it does increase a little bit
it
of
can.
Variety of oil in the skin. And
yeah.
some
but
people
just
some people just have that side effect.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. And let's be real. And this goes out to all our listeners out there. Email, you know, radio, whatever. If you're breaking out normal and testosterone increases the breakout a little bit, but you're feeling amazing,
I'd
buy some damn
amazing.
Witch hazel and some damn
Brother,
OxyPads.
Okay?
And deal with it. Stop blaming all the bullshit on everything else.
Yeah.
Take care of it and fix it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And everyone's so quick to point the finger, well, it's that, it's this. And a lot of times, unfortunately, it's a lot of colleagues of yours that are in the medical field
yeah.
that are so fast to be like, well, I would never give my patient testosterone. That's why you're going out of business. Because you're not with the times. Now, granted, I'm sure there are people that don't need it, like we just addressed.
Right.
Right.
But in general, don't be so closed-minded about it. At least inquire about it first.
Go
see Dr. B. Go see Chris Vannucci. Go see us, myself included, that you can get the knowledge that you need to then make the final decision
right.
with your spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, right. whatever. Or
bring,
just by, be honest with you, by yourself.
If someone has questions, bring them in.
Yeah, even if you may not want treatment, just come in and talk
to
us.
I think that social media has made it so quick where you grab your phone, you're like, Siri, how about our testosterone? You know what I mean? And you're instead of really doing your homework, you're going to these sites that are not credible. You're
right.
reading some
exactly.
bullshit.
Right.
Instead of emailing, you know, us or going to see big, you know, Dr. B at Revive. And actually getting the right information. And then you touched on, you know, your wife or your husband saying something before. Those are opinions. And if they don't know for sure, I don't think you should be listening to them. There's
right.
no way that I was going to let somebody in my family try to tell me that I'm not going to go get my testosterone levels
right.
checked out. And I did. And I'm going to tell you, it was the best thing ever. It was almost a year ago. I haven't used it since, but
right.
I feel fantastic.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's just like, do it for you. Do it because you don't want to take, be misdiagnosed by a doctor.
Sit down with your spouse,
and
whether
ask,
it's boyfriend
yes.
or girlfriend, explain why you're looking at doing it.
Yeah.
Because 90% of the time of the people that we deal with, and please correct me if I'm wrong, most of the people that come in do need our treatment.
Yes.
And they have had issues with their wives or girlfriends. And yes, they are not the biggest proponent and fan of it.
Right.
But once they sit down and we explain to them, just like we did here, it gives them that knowledge base to go back and explain to them.
You know what happens more often than not? The husband comes in, the
right.
wife doesn't want him
yep.
there. We go through everything, even talk to her or whatever. We put them on treatment, and they feel so much better, and their life is so much better, and their spouse sees how
then
happy and energetic
yeah, right.
they come in.
Right.
And they're like, now I need to get mine checked. I see what
right.
it did in
oh,
him.
My God.
And I think that's the biggest reason why we wanted to have you here.
Yeah.
Not only that, because we love you to death, but also we want people to understand, don't be in the dark anymore.
No
Ask
more.
Questions.
You don't have to
exactly.
do that.
You know, call up, make a time, make an appointment just to come in and sit down with us to talk to us about what the process could be for you. You may be a candidate, you may not.
Right.
And if you're not, then we'll look at some subsidiary
mm-hmm.
treatment plans that we
Try
have.
Try to help you.
You know,
any
we're
way
putting
we
those
can.
Menus together
yeah.
as we speak. So, you know, that's the biggest thing for you guys. We just want to make
yeah,
sure that
for sure.
there was no rock unturned on this. There's no dark area. But you can see Dr. B personally over at Revive Greenwood Village, over down here in Denver, Colorado. Again, you can also go see Chris. Mentioned you heard me on Big Dave on the show with Tasha.
Yep.
You know, our family's at Revive, and we cannot thank you enough for coming in. Seriously, man. It means a lot to us. So thank you very much.
Thank
big
you.
Time.
Thanks
big
for
time.
Having
Dr.
me.
So,
it's important. People
it is
need
important.
To know.
It really is, especially in this day and age. Because like you said, we don't want to just pinpoint, oh, they need to be on a pill for antidepressant, or they need to do this or do that. They need to be locked down because they can't maintain themselves. No, man. Some people do need that.
Right.
We're talking about health.
Yeah. But
this is
health.
Yeah.
You know, there's other things you need to be doing than taking a Zoloft and calling it a day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
and that's why we want to be here to answer those questions. So hopefully we answered all those. Please write in, text, call, email. You know
call
Tosh.
Us.
Tosh is going to blow us up on the Instagram.
Be sure if you have any questions about today's show, you can always email us as many times as you like. Ask as many questions as you like at BigDavesPowerHalfHour@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Big Dave's Power Half Hour. And any last words, Dr. B?
No, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you for having. Thank you for coming in, Dave. Anything?
I got no last words ever.
You never had no.
I got no last words.
We'll see
us Saturday, Circus Saturday.
Circus Saturday,
February 22nd.
Crunch Fitness, Arapahoe, Yosemite. Check in is at 9:45. Don't be a punk ass. Bring your friends. It's free, so come on out, get your life, and then of course we're gonna get free B12 shots.
We got
Dr. B.
B12 shots with Revive gonna be there.
Let me tell you, I need
Mad
like 10
Dog
of those.
Training's gonna be there with the cryo chamber again, which was amazing.
They did amazing last time.
We got Crumble Cookie gonna be there. We got Jimmy John's is supposed to come up and see us.
Love Jimmy John's.
Crunch is going to be giving out free memberships. We may have some tickets to give away.
Oh, we'll have some great stuff.
Our boy is going to be there.
Young Smitchell's going to be in the building providing
amazing.
The sounds.
So just come up and be with us.
Maybe we'll get Big Dave on the mic.
David's
going to
be on the mic. I'm out.
We'll see you at Crunch Fitness. We love you for listening.
Follow Big Dave's Power Half Hour on social media. At Big Dave's Power Half Hour. Join us next week for another episode dedicated to getting you healthier mentally, physically, and emotionally. It's Big Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha McKia.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.